Hallelujah. Glory be to the name of the Lord for another beautiful day like this. We appreciate the mercy of God upon our lives. We appreciate the protection of God upon every one of us. We bless God for what God has been doing and how God has been blessing a lot of us who have been listening to this broadcast. I want to really appreciate the King of Kings for his mercies endured forever. God has been so faithful. God has been so mighty. God has been so wonderful. We appreciate him for his loving kindness. We give him glory. We want to thank God for how God has been so mighty in his word. A lot of testimony has been coming over to us. We appreciate how God has been working mightily in the life of people. And also, I need to appreciate those who have been sharing this voice audio with their friends. And their friend prayed the prayers and they are sharing testimony. It can only be God. Our own is to pray, is for Almighty God to answer the prayers. And we thank God for honoring our word to give answers to this prayer. If you are joining us for the first time, this is High Voltage Prophetic and Deliverance Prayer Program. And it comes up between the hour of 12 midnight to 1 a.m. It has been a benefit into the life of many people. You are going to be blessed also as you join us in Jesus' name. Just begin to appreciate the Lord. Begin to worship his Lord. Begin to worship the name of the Lord. Give him the glory. Give him the honor. Give him the adoration. Father, we bless your name. We worship you. Father, we bless your name. We appreciate you. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Ah, wonderful Father. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Help me and sing along with me. Hallowed be your name. Oh, hallowed be your name. Oh, hallowed be your name. Power, authority, divine majesty. Oh, hallowed be your name. Great is the Lord and greatly to be praised in the city of our God, in the mountain of his holiness. Beautiful for situation, the joy of thy whole heart. It Mount Zion, side of the north and the city of the great king. It Mount Zion, side of the north and the city of the great king. Thank you, Father. I speak by the spirit of prophecy. Hear me and hear me very well. I command your destiny to begin to move forward from today in the name of Jesus Christ. The Bible says there are many devices in the man's heart. Nevertheless, the counsel of the Lord that shall stand. I pray that every evil verdict, evil design, evil conspiracy over your life, over your family, it shall not stand in the name of Jesus Christ. Powers plotting evil against you shall receive open disgrace in the name of Jesus. All your oppressor shall go down. And all generational pursuit shall be wasted in the name of Jesus Christ. All evil generational pursuit shall be wasted in the name of Jesus Christ. Listen to me very well. Every calamity, every affliction, every sickness unto death as sign against your destiny shall go back to the sender in the name of Jesus Christ. God remove Pharaoh for the Israelites to get to their promised land. I command any power standing between you and your promised land shall be uprooted in the name of Jesus Christ. God remove Aaron for Jesus to reign. Any power standing as Aaron on your destiny, on your way of destiny, shall be uprooted in the name of Jesus Christ. God remove Goliath for David to be recognized. God remove Haman for Mordecai to be honored. As from today, I decree in the name of Jesus Christ, everything that needs to be removed for you to stand out, everything that needs to be removed for your blessing to come unto you, every
everything that you that need to be removed for you to receive divine progress, everything that need to be removed for your promotion and breakthrough to manifest, I command them to be removed. 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 I command them to be removed in the name of Jesus Christ. I speak by the spirit of prophecy. Hear me and hear me very well. I command every blessing that has been stolen from your hand today, they shall be recovered in the name of Jesus Christ. The voice that parted the Red Sea and brought water out of a rock, we open doors of unimaginable blessing and healing unto your destiny in the name of Jesus Christ. All angels that must visit you for your blessing to manifest, they will visit you tonight in the name of Jesus Christ. Isaiah chapter 41 verse 10 say, fear thou not, for I am with thee. Be not dismayed, for I am thy God. I will strengthen thee, yea, I will help thee, yea, I will uphold thee with the right hand of righteousness. I speak unto you right now from today. You will experience unusual help, unusual favor, unusual open doors in the name of Jesus Christ. I prophesy unto someone there, you will experience unending flow of money, unending flow of sound head and peace in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Thank you, Father. That prophecy is coming upon someone. I can see it coming upon you. All hands and walls against your manifestation shall be pulled down in the name of Jesus Christ. Every power that wants you to go down in life shall go down for you in the name of Jesus Christ. Thank you, Father. There are several prayers we are going to pray, and I want you to get ready right now. As you begin to pray this prayer, the hand of the Lord shall uproot every wicked assignment designed against you. Judgment shall be pronounced against your stubborn enemy. Open your mouth and pray. Say, the powers using the hours of the night to plant sickness into my body, there in the name of Jesus. The powers using the powers of the night, using the hours of the night to plant sickness into my body, there in the name of Jesus. The powers using the hour of the night to plant sickness to my body, there in the name of Jesus. The powers using the hours of the night to plant sickness to my body, there in Jesus' name we pray. Say, every witchcraft horn raised against me, scatter in the name of Jesus. Every witchcraft horn is H-O-R-N. Every witchcraft horn. The Bible says these are the horn that scatter Judah. Every witchcraft horn raised against me, scatter in the name of Jesus. Every witchcraft on raised against me, scatter by fire, scatter by fire in Jesus' name. We pray. Say, powers mocking God in my life, there in the name of Jesus. Powers mocking God in my life, there in Jesus' name. We pray. What I have just said, if you could not hear me very well, is powers mocking God in my life, die. That's the prayer I've just prayed. I want you to pray this next one. Mageso kotiakaraha magosa. Say, oh God, arise and let all my stubborn enemies scatter in the name of Jesus. Oh God, arise and let all stubborn enemies scatter in the name of Jesus. Oh God, arise and let all my stubborn enemies scatter in Jesus' name. We pray. Household wickedness, your end has come, there in the name of Jesus. Household wickedness, your end has come, there in the name of Jesus. Household wickedness, your end has come, there in Jesus' name. Pray. Say, powers that vow to terminate my life, you are a joker, there in the name of Jesus. Powers that vow to terminate my life, you are a joker, there in the name of Jesus. Powers that vow to terminate my life, you are a joker, there in Jesus' name. Pray. Every charm sent to work against me, backfire in the name of Jesus. Every charm sent to work against me, backfire in the name of Jesus. Every charm sent to work against me, backfire in the name of Jesus. Every charm sent to work against me, backfire in the name of Jesus. Every charm sent to work against me backfire in the name of Jesus. Every charm sent to work against me backfire, 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 backfire in Jesus. They say every spell working against my rising up, yeah, in the name of Jesus. Every spell working against my rising up, yeah, in the name of Jesus. Every spell working against my rising up, yeah, in Jesus' name. Please say, witchcraft grave clothes assigned against me be roasted by fire in the name of Jesus. Witchcraft grave clothes assigned against me be roasted in Jesus' name. We pray. Few days ago, I started teaching us on affliction must die, and I told you that affliction is a state of suffering, is a condition of pain, is a condition of distress, is a condition of calamity imposed sometimes by sickness, loss, or misfortune. And I told you, I said you should not forget something, that in the realm of the spirit, affliction is an entity. Affliction is a spirit. It can be programmed into the life of someone. It can be assigned to walk bumper to bumper with someone. It can be programmed into the life of someone in the womb. It can be assigned to continue the journey with someone. Affliction is what every one of us must aggressively fight against. The Bible says affliction must not rise the second time, meaning affliction can go. And if you don't do something to occupy that place, it can come back the second time. Affliction will not come back the second time in your life in the name of Jesus Christ. Job was bound infectious with the spirit of affliction. That woman who had the spirit of infirmity was also tied down by the spirit of affliction. So you must understand that. Like I told you, affliction can be projected into the life of people. The environment where you live can raise an affliction against someone. Unfriendly friends like envious friends can project affliction into the life of someone. Our own assignment is that affliction must expire. Affliction must die. Affliction must be broken. Lamentations chapter 1 verse 3, he says something very strange. He said, Judah is gone into captivity because of affliction. Affliction can bring someone into captivity. He said, Judah is gone into captivity because of affliction. And because of great servitude, she dwelled among the hurting. She findeth no rest. Or a persecutor overtook her because between the straits. That is, you can see how affliction has brought Judah into captivity. So affliction must be contended against. You must pray against affliction. Like I quoted day before yesterday, the Bible says, in the day that I cry, my enemy shall turn back. As you cry today, your enemy will turn back in the name of Jesus Christ. Get ready. Masoka Taraba. Get a bottle of water now. Aha. If you don't have a bottle of water, get a bottle of oil. You can get anyone. Father, I pray that the anointing to break the yoke of affliction, anointing to break the chain of affliction, shall enter into this oil, shall enter into this water. And as they apply it upon themselves right now, the yoke shall be broken in the name of Jesus Christ. Please, I want you to drink a little. Drink a little from it. Yes. La grakata so kurmoshi te katasi. Drink a little. Aha. Now you will shout even more than your friend. La geso pate kende le sente de bosotoka. Say, every arrow of affliction fire against my destiny, go back to the sender in the name of Jesus. Every arrow of affliction fire against my destiny, go back, 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 in the name of Jesus. Every hour of affliction, fire against my destiny. Go back, 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 in the name of Jesus. Every hour of affliction, fire against your destiny. Go back, 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 in the name of Jesus. Every hour of affliction, fire against your destiny. Go back to your sender, go back to the sender, in Jesus' name. Pray, say, program affliction into my life. In the name of Jesus, program affliction into my life. In the name of Jesus, program affliction into my life. In Jesus' name, pray. Any power using affliction to drain my money. In the name of Jesus, any power using affliction to drain my money. In Jesus' name, we pray. Anoint your head. Yes. I want you to pray this prayer very aggressively. Ancestral chain on my head, break in the name of Jesus. Ancestral chain on my head, break, 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 break. In Jesus' name, we pray. Somebody need to pray that prayer for 10 minutes. Now, anoint your hand now, your hand. Say, ancestral chain on my hand, break in the name of Jesus. Ancestral chain on my hands, break, 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 in Jesus' name. There's somebody here, you are going to experience uncommon financial wealth because the ancestral chain that is binding your hand to poverty has been broken. Now, I want to anoint your chest. Say, ancestral infirmity in my body. In the name of Jesus. Ancestral infirmity in my body. In Jesus' name, pray. Anoint your waist. Say, ancestral chain in my waist. Break in the name of Jesus. Ancestral chain in my waist. Break, 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 break. In Jesus, he said, chain of affliction. In the name of Jesus. Chain of affliction. In Jesus' name we pray. What a wonderful deliverance. Look at what God is doing. Some of you will begin to experience 24 hours breakthrough. Somebody will experience 24 hour breakthrough. Another person is going to experience 48 hours breakthrough. Somebody is experiencing 72 hour breakthrough. I can see affliction taking their leave. Ria tokoa. They are going out. Kakos kataka. Thank you, Father. Oh, yes. Lord, I thank you for what you have done. I pray that this blessing shall be permanent in Jesus' name. Raise up your prayer request. Lord, answer all your people by fire. Visit them in a new way. In Jesus' name, pray. Are you here? You have not married. And you have reached the age to get married. That affliction is getting out of your life. And you shall settle that in marriage. Are you here? You have not been able to conceive. As God answers Anna, you are going to receive your answer now. In the name of Jesus Christ. And God will bless you with 7 children. In the name of Anna was blessed with 6 children. I pray God will open your womb and children will be coming until you say it's enough in the name of Jesus Christ. Are you here and you are expecting one breakthrough or the other? You are expecting one document? Receive it now in the name of Jesus Christ. Every yoke of your property is shaken away and power of God fall upon you in Jesus' mighty name we pray. I can see a lot of touching of the power of God, release of the power of God in this place. This is wonderful this morning. You will know. Please record today. You are going to see a lot of testimony. The 25th day is a mighty day. I can see the finger of God walking around. It is well with you in Jesus' name. Beloved, in case you want to share testimony with us or pass information across, so send it to my WhatsApp number 0802-336-9298. 0802-336-9298. I fellowship at Mountain of Fire Miracle Ministry, B1 Close 7th Avenue, Fexta Town. God has been working wonders. And God will continue to do wonders. God has been demonstrating his power. You can also visit us if you have the chance. and so that you can be blessed, and God will bless you tremendously. You can visit us on Thursday here, and you are going to receive a mighty touch of God's power. You can visit us here Thursday here by 8 a.m., and you are going to visit, you are going to see the touch of God in dimension and in greater dimension. God is working wonders, is doing wonders, He will continue to do wonders. You are blessed in the name of Jesus Christ. I remain your friend, Pastor Emmanuel Akinola. God bless you. Don't forget Psalm 91. Read it often. It is well with you.